Sunday the 5th of January 2020, 10:45 service. Sermon series, In the Mountains. Sermon title, Come to the Mountain. Text, Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 18, and the talk is by Belinda Ramsey. Instead of a Bible reading, the text for this talk was in the form of a drama based on Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 18.
Good morning, son. I need to talk to you.
What is it, Dad?
Well, I've been talking to God.
Yeah, what's new?
Well, the subject of the talk...
The subject?
Yes, the subject.
What do you mean? What is the subject?
Well, the subject is sacrifice.
Sacrifice?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, God wants us to offer him something precious.
No, not my Xbox.
No, but it does involve you.
Me?
Yes, you. It's a bit strange.
What do you mean, strange?
I don't quite understand, but it's from God. Just bear that in mind.
What do I have to do?
Well, it's a little bit... I don't quite understand, but just trust me on that.
Me, your only son?
Afraid so.
Surely you said no. Surely. No, you didn't, did you?
No, I didn't. Just trust God. I mean, God will work it through. Whatever the situation, he'll work it through for us.
Well, you've never let me down, so I'll go with you.
All right. You know I love you because you're my favourite son. You know that?
I'm your only son.
Oh, sorry. Look, have I ever let you down? Look, if you do not even trust in me, trust God, because no matter what, God will work it out for us. Don't worry.
So you mean I went all the way up the mountains and the sacrifice is me?
Afraid so.
Okay then. Well, I trust you and I love you and I love God, so I'll go with it. Let's get this done.
All right. Come, son. Give me a hug.
Fantastic, that was really great. So in case you hadn't guessed, the story of today is about Abraham and Isaac. And they go on a journey up a mountain. And as they're travelling, I'm sure Isaac had a few questions. Dad, what are we doing? Where are we going? Why are you taking up a mountain? Why have you got all this wood and kindling, but you've got no animal to sacrifice? And it wasn't until they got to the very top that actually Abraham kind of let his plan out and said, actually, Isaac, we're sacrificing you. We're giving you up. And I can't imagine, I don't know the polite words to use, but I can't imagine what Isaac said. I can't imagine he just went like Kai said, all right then, Dad, I trust you. Okay. I think there's probably a bit of a battle going on in his heart, a bit of a battle in his mind, and probably a few chosen words said about how he felt about that. And you know what? The game that we played earlier, the Super Mario game, which I obviously can't set up very well, when you kind of skid out of control in this, it's not a big deal. As we saw, there was walls being hit. We lay still on the grass. Carol did really well. She had a few skids in the grass. Christine kind of hit the wall a few times, came back, okay? If you're driving with the Wii, it's not a big deal if you make a mistake. If you skid out of control, it's not a big deal. But if this was a real car and you were skidding out of control, how would you feel? Any words? Afraid, okay? Would you be frightened? Would you be worried? Okay? When things seem out of control, it can get pretty frightening. If you're really in a car and it hits water or it hits a skid and you lose control of the wheel, it can be pretty dangerous. And you know what? In our life, we like to have control. We like to be in control. We like to be the boss of our own life. We like to be the leading lady or the leading man of our own life. Okay? We like to be in control. We know what's happening. We know where we're going and we know what we're going to do. But the story we find in Abraham is that actually Abraham didn't really have a choice over this. God said to him, Abraham, if you trust me, take your son Isaac up the mountain and sacrifice him to me. Now, Isaac wasn't just his son. He was the promise of God. He was the thing. He was the promise of so much more to come. He would be his descendants he would come through. He was the promise that he'd waited for a long time. He was his inheritance. He was his future. Isaac meant so much to Abraham. And when it came to it, he said to God, "Your will be done, not mine. I want to do what you want me to do." And this morning, I just want to remind you really quickly that it's important that we give over our life. It's 2020. I can't believe I'm saying that. 2020 already. And it's the beginning of a new year, and we have a choice. We can keep control of our own life and make our decisions and do what we want to do. Or we can trust God with our life, give it over to him and say, "God, you take the wheel, because I'm not really sure how we're doing this." Do you know what? There's been lots of times in my life where I've had to hand control back over to God and say, "God, do you know what? I don't have a clue here. I don't know what I'm doing, and I need you to be in control of my life." And it's the scariest place to be. But you know what? When we trust God with our life, it's the most exciting place to be, and the most incredible things happen. As you know, at the end of the story, Abraham didn't sacrifice his son, but he was willing to. And when he handed control over to God, God did something incredible. He made a whole nation come from Abraham, more than a nation. He spread out over the world because Abraham trusted him. Abraham said, "God, I don't understand your plan, but here, have my life." And I just want to encourage you this morning, at the start of a new year, give everything back to God. You know, it's great that we're in control. It's great when we think we have the plan and we know what we're doing this year. I've got a plan for my year. I know how I wanted to go. But you know what? If it doesn't fit in with God's plan, hand the control back. Give it back to God. You all got little mountains on the way in today. I'd like you to pick up your little mountain, okay, and your pencil. And I want you to think about your plan for this year. Maybe something in your life that you need to give back to God. You need to give him the control back over. And remember that actually his plans are bigger, his plans are better, and he sees the whole plan. We see a tiny part of the picture, but actually he sees the whole plan. And I want you to write down this morning what your prayer would be, asking God to take control of those things that you need him to take control over. Whether it's finances, whether it's family, whether it's decisions. God is in control. When we trust him, when we give the controls back over to him, he never fails us. He never lets us down. He didn't fail Abraham. He never failed Isaac. And he won't fail you today. Just want to encourage you to write down your prayers. When you're finished, we're going to bring them up on the altar. Okay, it's important that Abraham brought Isaac up to the altar and he handed him over to God, not knowing what would happen. He had no idea that God was going to rescue Isaac. He hoped he would, but he had no idea. And I want you to bring your prayers up today. Trust God with them. He will not let you down.